罗马书第二章，我们念整章的第二章，然后念到第三章的第八节。
Let's read the whole chapter of chapter 2 and then until chapter 3 verse 8.
我们请姐妹帮我们念从第二章的第一节到第十六节。
The sisters read verses 1 to 16 of chapter 2.
然后弟兄念到从十七节念到第三章的第八节。
And brothers read verses 17 of chapter 2 until 3:8.
好，那我们请姐妹开始。你称为犹太人，又依靠律法，且指着神夸口，既从律法中受了教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分辨是非，又深信自己是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中的人的光，是愚蠢人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？你厌弃偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，真入神吗？神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的，你若是行律法的，隔离固然与你有益；若是犯律法的，你的隔离就算不得隔离。所以那未受隔离的，若遵守律法的条例，他虽然未受隔离，岂不算是有隔离吗？而且那本来未受隔离的，若能全守律法，岂不是要审判你这有疑问和隔离竟犯律法的人吗？因为外面做犹太人的，不是真犹太人；外面肉体的隔离，也不是真隔离。唯有里面做的，才是真犹太人，真割礼的也是心里的，在乎灵不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。这样说来，犹太人有什么长处？割礼有什么益处呢？凡事大有好处。第一是神的圣言浇透他们，即便有不信的，这有何妨呢？难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？断乎不能。不如说神是真实的，人是虚谎的。如经上所记，你责备人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜。我且照着人的常话说，我们的不义若显出神的义来， 我们可以怎么说呢？神降怒是他不义吗？断乎不是。若是这样，神怎样审判世界呢？若神的真实因我的虚谎越发显出他的荣耀，为什么还要受审判，好像罪人呢？为什么不说我们可以作恶以成善呢？这是毁谤我们的人说我们有这话，这等人定罪是该当的。好，我们圣经读到这里，让我们低头再一次仰望神。天父，我们感谢你为以上的见证，我们献上我们的感恩。愿你在每个人的身上你得应得的荣耀。主啊，愿以下的时间你借着你自己的话语，借着你真理的圣灵对我们说话，安静我们的心，领受你自己的教导，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求，阿们。好，我们开始讲罗马书。那我们已经讲了两次。
We have talked about it two times.
第一次我们提到保罗定义到罗马去。那么保罗对罗马的教会的弟兄姐妹表明他的身份，他的以及他的使命，他的使徒，他神给他的托付。
And Paul, showed his apostleship to the citizens of Rome.
那么保罗去过很多很多的地方，到荒山野岭，到小乡下地方，在小亚细亚很多小的地方，为了几个几家的犹太人，他们在那里传福音。
And Paul went to rural areas, such as the Minor Asia, to preach gospel to people there, even to two or three families.
那么他也去过大城市，像以弗所、雅典以及哥林多那里大城市来传福音。
And he went to bigger cities such as Ephesus, Athens, and
Corinth. 那么如今他向着当时全世界第一大城罗马来进军。
Now he's approaching the biggest city in the world, Rome.
因为保罗知道，深深的知道，这个福音乃是神的大能。
Because Paul knows from the bottom of heart that the gospel is God's great power.
要救一切相信他的人。
That he's going to save everyone who believes.
那么从18节开始，就是上次我们提到了。就是神指出所有外邦人的罪。
And from verse 18 of chapter 1, as we mentioned before, that God here points out the transgressions of Gentiles.
外邦人就是除了以色列以外的所有世界上的人，这叫外邦人。
Everybody except the Jews are Gentiles.
那么从17节一直到这个整个这一章第一章完到32节，那里指出外邦人的四个罪状。
Verses 18 to 32, it points out the four transgressions of Gentiles.
第一个提到这个，我们就是人的抵挡神的真理，所启示的真理。
First of all, it talks about how people was against the truth revealed.
十八节到二十节，特别19节、20节，告诉我们，我们的内心、我们的良知，告诉我们有神。
And verses 18 to 20 points out that our conscience.Tells us that there is God.
那么外在的启示，大自然告诉我们有一位造物主。
The outward revelation tells us that there is a creator.
神说，神的话里面说是明明可知的，叫人无可推诿。
And God's word says that everything about God is plain to men because God has made it plain to them.
每个人的良心里面都知道有神，因为我们所做的要对这位全能的神来负责任。
And in our conscience, it tells us that we are responsible to God.
但是我们明知有神，但是却压制他、忽略他，而且甚至说不理他，或者说没有神。
But even though our conscience says that there is a God, but we suppress our conscience and we are against Him.
所以人反而以代替品来代替真神来敬拜。
And that's why people use some substitute to worship instead of worship God.
可以是偶像，或者是崇拜一些思想观念，或者是崇拜自己，自己就是神。
They make idols to worship, or they worship philosophies.
所以神的话在第一章的十八节这里说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
And in verse 18 of chapter 1, it says the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
所以第一个罪状就是阻挡真理。
And their first transgression is that they are against God.
第二个就是不荣耀神。
And secondly, one is that they do not glorify God.
就是我们不承认他是神，我们把他该得的荣耀能归给他。
And that we steal his glory from him.
我们不承认他，不敬拜他，不感谢他。
We do not acknowledge him. We do not worship him.
所以人的人心就变成虚谎，人就变成人心就越来越昏暗。
That's why people's hearts become meaningless.
于是我们看到这一步步人类的走下坡，下面一个就是讲到放纵情欲。甚至人堕落到像跟禽兽不如的一个地步。另外一个就是不悔改。
Fourthly, they refuse to repent.
不仅肉体犯罪。
Not only they sin flesh,
而且内心充满了各样的污秽。就在二十八节，第一章二十八节到三十二节这里所说的。
Like what it says in verses 28 to 30.
虽然知道有错，但是却不愿意悔改，不愿意回头。
They know that they are wrong, but they refuse to repent.
反而将错就错，变本加厉，越来越败坏。所以第一章这里让我们看到人类的四个一个退化的过程。
And that's what we can see in chapter one points out the four backsliding steps of human beings.
那保罗在这里指的是一个外邦人的世界里面所有的这个罪状。
And Paul pointed out the transgressions of Gentiles.
那么今天我们所读的，就从第二章开始到第三章第八节这里，让我们看到保罗指出神的选民犹太人。他们的罪状。
And from chapter 2, we see that Paul points out the transgressions of God's chosen people, the Jews.
同样，我们也看到他指出了四个罪状。
And there are four areas that he pointed out.
第一个就是论断外邦人。
And the first one is that they are judgmental.
就是第二章的第一节到第三节。
And that is from verse 1 to verse 3.
因为犹太人以为自己是神的选民。
Because the Jews.Think that they are God's children.
他们常常称外邦人叫外邦狗一样的。
They treat the Gentiles as dogs.
就像我们中国人自以为我们与其他的蛮夷之邦一样。
It's just like Chinese think all the other nations are barbarians.
但是保罗在这里，这个对他们非常不客气的指出。
But Paul pointed out this.
就是外邦人所犯的罪，犹太人自己也犯。
That whatever transgressions the Gentiles made.As well.
他们以为我们是神的选民，所以我们不受神爱我们，所以神不受神的审判。
They thought that maybe because they are God's chosen people, they will not be under God's judgment.
但是这里保罗对犹太人说：“你们虽然是神的选民，你们要知道你们对神有更大的责任、更大的义务。
”And but Paul pointed out that since you are God's chosen people, you have greater responsibilities to God.
因为神的审判是根据真理。
Because God's judgment is based on truth.
不是根据你是哪一国人。
Not based on your nationality.
他只有一个标准。
There's only one standard.
就是真理的标准。
That is the standard.
所以我们看到在第十一节那里说，因为神不偏待人。
That's why we see in verse 11, for God does not show favoritism.
如果我们看到罗马书第一章二十九节到三十二节那边所描述的所有的罪，那么我们任何一个人在坐在这里的全世界上所有人。每一个人起码犯一种以上的罪。
And if we look at the samples of the transgressions in 29 to verse 31 in chapter 1, we see that every one of us at least will sin at least once.
那么犹太人一定很高兴，哇！你看保罗先开始讲这外邦人都坏，都坏，都坏。他说：“我要你看我们都好，都好。”所以呢，这里就是讲说他们犹太人就是论断这些外邦人。
Just chapter 1, the Jews are very happy because Paul here condemns the Gentiles.
但是保罗说你们也是一样的罪人，所以你们不能论断人。
But Paul points out here that you are sinners as well, so that's why you should not judge others.
只有这位至善、至高、至圣洁的神，他才能够审判人，才能够论断人。
God who is perfect can judge people.
因为他是一切的标准。
Because he himself is the same.
只有他有资格去论断任何一个人。
Only he alone has.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督就是将来要来审判世上所有活过人的这位审判的主宰。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Lord who is going to judge everybody.
这里让我们看到 论断人的罪或者批评人是一个很大的罪状。
And here we see that being judgmental is great sin.
那么在罗马书我们刚刚读过了，这个第一章第二十九节到三十二节那里包括两种罪，一种是肉体的情欲的罪，另外一个是里面的一个罪。
And from verses 29 to 32 in chapter 1 points out that there are two kinds of sins. One is outwardly, another one is inward.
我们很容易看到别人的罪，但很不容易看到自己。
It's easy for us to see other people's transgressions, yet it's hard for us to see our own transgressions.
今天早晨我们在读阿摩斯书，你看这个先知常常就是神就是指责这些从外邦人的罪 的罪提起，然后最后就是对他的选民。
And this morning in the Sunday school class, we studied the book of Amos, and we see that a lot of times the prophets will point out Gentiles' transgressions first, and then they will turn their point to the Jews.
别忘了我们读圣经也是一样，哇，读他这个坏人那个坏人，其实圣经呢，我们不是为别人读的，我们是为自己读的，要看看神到底是对我讲什么。
And when we read the Bible, we should not think the Bible is written for other people, but we should know that it's written for us.
有人说当你用一个指头在指着别人的时候呢，起码有三个指头是指着你自己的。
And somebody has said this, that as you point your finger at other people, it's only one finger pointing to others, but you have three fingers pointing to yourself.
所以这里告诉我，第二章那里前面告诉我们，你们不要论断人。
That's why it says in chapter 2, do not judge others.
你们在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上要定你的罪。
Because in whatever area you judge others, in that area you will be judged.
所以我们特别，我们不能论断人的内心。
And especially we should not judge other people's hearts.
我们是做一个 fruit inspector， 就是说呢，我们会看到一些行为，如果一个小孩子骂人打人，你看到你要跟他讲不对。
And we can be just inspectors as we see youngsters who are not behaving, we should point it out.
但是我们不能论断人的内心，说你一定这样想，你一定是这样的，你就是这样的人，你一定没有得救，你一定怎么样，就是要一口咬定，那就是鉴察人的内心，因为这是神才知道，我们不能做这样的事情。
But we should not be judgmental toward people's heartsThat they might not be saved, or they might have thought about this or that, we cannot do it.
但是呢，其实我们吵架的时候，这方面的罪状是犯了很多。
But as we have a fight or fuss with our spouses or other people,
我自己也是一样，所以我们每一个都是罪人，我们求神赦免。
And I do it myself too. Let's pray that God will forgive us.
所以在哥林多前书第四章第五节这里这么说。所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。
And in 1 Corinthians 4:5 it says, therefore judge nothing before the appointed time, wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts.
只有一位审判的主。
There's only one God who
他是全知的神，他什么事情都知道。
He's the almightyGod who knows everything.
所以他是绝对公义的神，良善的神，他绝对公平的神，只有他有资格来审判世人。
God is fair and justice. That's why he alone can judge people.
我们岂敢把自己摆在主耶稣的那个位置上面，我们来论断人呢？
How dare we to wear Jesus' shoes?
我们许多人也许为主做了很多很多的功。
Maybe a lot of us have served God greatly.
但是因为我们嘴巴常常犯了一些审判人、论断人的一些事情，所以我们做了一些功都被嘴巴抵消掉了。
And whatever service we have served God, it doesn't mean anything because of our bad mouth.
所以非常的可惜。
That is pitiful.
所以一个敬畏神的人。
That's why everyone who fears God.
在雅各书那里第二章那里告诉我们。
In James chapter 2 it says.
那特别就是我们要勒住我们的舌头。
That we should hold our tongues.
一个金签就是要在舌头上，第一个要操练。
If you are godly, you should watch what you say.
所以我们不敢随便的去论断人。
That's why we do not just judge other people.
我们也不敢随便的生气。
We do not get angry casually.
一个敬畏神的人，就是怕神伤心的人。
Because one who fears God is the one who doesn't God.Doesn't want God to be sad.
神的话是光照我们自己。
Because God's words shine on us.
应该像面镜子来对着我们自己，不是说看着读神的话，就是看别人怎么样。
It's like a mirror to shine to reflect our transgressions, not to reflect other people.
我觉得常常我们有时候这个态度是不对。
But a lot of times we have a wrong attitude.
读圣经或听到是替别人听，替别人看
Bible。Sermon, we do it for other people.
所以呢，有时候呢，请讲员来讲某一方的题目，这个听神的道听多了，反正就是变成吵架了。原来已经吵到没什么好吵了，现在有新的材料。你看哪一个牧师讲什么讲什么，就是跟你讲。
And sadly, sometimes it happens like this when we have pastors from other places to come here to preach gospel to preach sermon to us.And before, we didn't know whatever to accuse our spouses, but now we have a new subject to accuse them.
所以我们知道神的话是对着我们自己说的。
And so we need to know that God's word is pointing to us.
然后我们所领受的，我们跟别人分享，彼此鼓励，彼此提醒。
Let us share whatever we have received in, so that we can encourage each other.
我讲这一点，事实上，我们做一个基督徒也好，你还没信主的人，我们在我们就是这件事情上非常的留意。
Being Christians or not, we need to pay much attention to this.
这个就是保罗在这里指出了犹太人的第一个罪状。
And this is the first transgression Paul pointed out for the Jews.
他们以为你看外国人就这么坏，你看我们多好，神的选民，那这个幸灾乐祸，岂不知神是其实最主要还是对他们说的。
They gloat over the transgressions of the Gentiles, and they think that the Gentiles are bad, and they are God's chosen people. They are good.
外邦人没有神的律法，没他们不认识神，所以神要照他们良心来审判他们。
But because the Gentiles does not have the law from the Lord, God will judge them according to their conscience.
但是以色列人有神的律法，有真神在他们当中，还有这些先知常常跟他们讲话，所以他们对神要负双重以上的责任。
But because the Jews is God's chosen people, and they have the God's words in them, and they have the prophets teaching them.They need to bear double responsibility.
今天我们基督徒也是一样。
Likewise, we Christians.
我们从神那里领受更多的救恩，更多的恩典。
We Christians receive more blessings, more teaching from God.
比如说我们刚刚弟兄姐妹所做的见证，我们知道这是神是真的在我们身上很多的慈爱恩惠。
Like what the brothers and sisters shared with us earlier, that we know that is God's great deed doing among us.
我们所敬拜的神是又真又活的神。
God we worship is the true living God.
所以我们敬拜的是创造的主，是造物主，不是像其他的宗教是拜的受造物。
And we, who we create is the creator of everything. Unlike other religion or whatever other people worship, they worship created.
这一神我们应该顺服他，他指出我们的罪状。你看其他的宗教，你看啊，从来没有指出你有什么罪的。
And God points out our transgressions, unlike other religions, which never points out their transgressions.
神要叫我们悔改。
Because God wants us to repent.
所以一个好的基督徒是一个常常愿意悔改的人。
And that's why a good Christian is one who repent.
我们得救以后，我们不是就是完全的。
And we are never made perfect after we are saved.
像是一个 baby 一样，我们继续在正道上，我们继续的追求。
Like a baby, we need to grow spiritually.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们今天在这一点事上，如果我们有犯罪，有时候偶尔常常会忘记的话，我们求神有过去我们在舌头上或者是论断人，我们求神赦免。
And if some of us sin, casually, we need to ask God for forgiveness.
如果没有的话，我为你们感谢神。
If you do not have that weakness,
如果有的话，我们求神，我们就祷告求神赦免我们的罪。
If you do, we should pray for forgiveness.
亲爱的同学朋友们
，My dear friends,
我们知道从过去从第一章那里，我们知道外邦人就是罪人。现在告诉我们，犹太人也是罪人，所以全世界上所有人，人人都是罪人。
From chapter 1 of Romans, we know that the Gentiles are sinners, but from chapter 2, we see that the Jews are sinners as well. That it tells us that everyone is.
那么罪的工价乃是死。但是我们感谢神，神不是因为我们是罪人，他指出我们的病态，他是一个全能的医生，他要医治我们。
But God doesn't just merely point out our transgressions; He wants to heal us.
他爱我们，他要叫我们这些浪子能够回头。
He wants those of us who are lost to come back before Him.
我们来偏行己路，我们常常犯罪。口舌或是心中的犯罪，许多心思意念的犯罪。
A lot of times we go astray and we sin outwardly or inwardly.
但是他用他的大爱在呼召了我们，要我们回头回到他的面前。
But he calls us back with his great love.
因为他不要我们死在最终我们沉沦灭亡，他要是让所有人都能悔改，能够归向他。
He doesn't want us to sin our sins, to die in our sins and perish, but he wants us to repent.
但是他感谢神，他为预备的永恒的救恩。
Thanks be to God who has prepared the salvation for us.
他爱了一个地步，把他的爱子都撇了。
He loves us so much that he has forsaken his son.
他在十字架上，主耶稣为我们舍命，给人类流血，从死里复活，给人类开创了一条永生的道路。
On the cross, Jesus shed his blood and died for us, so that we have a new living way.
所以我们世上所有这些罪人，只要愿来到面前认罪悔改，承认自己的罪，神就是不轻看我们的悔改忧伤痛苦的心，他必要拯救我们。
And every one of us who are willing to repent and confess our sins, God is there for us. He doesn't forget our contrite heart.
本来我们该死的，但是耶稣基督替我们死。
Before we should die ourselves, but Jesus had died for us.
本来我们应该灭亡了，但是借着耶稣基督的死，借着信靠他，我们就能得到永生。
Before we were doomed to destruction, but because of Jesus, we can go back before God.
神的爱是何等的大！
How great is God's love?
神的爱是何等的长宽高深！
How wide and deep is God's love?
在十字架上所表面的是神的完全的公爱、公义、慈爱，还有完全的神的就是爱在那里完全的彰显。
And Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus demonstrates God's justice.
他是一个慈爱的天父。
He's a loving God.
他每天要呼召我们这些罪人、这些浪子能够回到他的身旁。
Every day he calls us who are lost to go back before him.
让我们的灵魂，我们本来是漂流的，像浪子一样，我们能够归家，回到神的家中。
So that we were once going astray can go back before him.
虽然现在向姐妹要离开，我们孙弟兄要离开。
Today we see that Sister Xiang and Brother Sun are leaving.
我们在世上，我们是客旅，我们是寄居。
Even though we are foreigners in this world,
你可以回想我们这一生，有些人已经住了好多好多地方，搬了很多家。
As we look back, we see a lot of us have moved from place to place.
但事实上是暂时的。
But everything in this world is temporary.
但是我们信靠耶稣，我们就是抓住那个永恒的。
When we trust in Jesus, we grasp on the eternity.
所以摩西在诗篇第九十篇第一节那里说：“我们的神啊，你世世代代做我的居所。”
Oh Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
我们的神就是我们的磐石，我们的依靠，我们的避难所，就是我们的居所。
He's our rock, our fortress, our shelter in times of trouble.
他是无所不在、无所不知、全能的神。
He's omnipresent, omniscient, and omni.
你如果往哪里去，他都与你同在。
Wherever you go, He's with you.
无论你搬到达拉斯、搬到华盛顿 DC， 将来往哪里去，只要耶和华你在他的里面。他就是你的居所。
And wherever you have, you are moving to, he is inside of you. He dwells in you. He's your living place.
感谢神给我们一个小家庭。
Thanks be to God who gives us a small family.
也给我们这些基督徒一个属灵的大家庭，在那里我们敬拜神，我们一起来侍奉神。
He gives us a big spiritual family where we get to worship God together.
无论你到达拉斯、到华盛顿 DC， 你找到神的家，就有一批弟兄姐妹在那里。来侍奉彼此的相爱。
Wherever you are moving to, as long as you find a house of God, you get to worship God.
而且当我们这一生结束的时候，我们知道有一个永恒的天家，主耶稣为我们预备的，他在里面在等待我们。
And as we finish our life in this world, we know that there is an eternal place for us to go.
所以我们何等的盼望。
What a great expectation, or what a great hope we have.
这些都是因为耶稣基督。在十字架上为我们所成就的。
Because Jesus had died for us on the cross.
只要我们愿意信靠他。
As long as we are willing to believe in him.
主耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
你愿不愿意接受他？
Are you willing to accept him?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for prayer.
我今天很快的给你们一个机会。如果今天借着见证，借着我们所讲的。你清楚地知道你是一个罪人。
Today I want to give you this chance from today's sermon. If you understand that you are a sinner.
你也从过去知道神的爱是 这么大临到你的身上。
And you see the great love of God coming on you.
主耶稣爱你，他今天要拯救你。
Jesus loves you, he wants to save you.
如果圣灵感动你，你说神啊，主耶稣啊，我曾经做了那么久的浪子，如今我们要跟像姐妹一样，我要回到你的面前，回到你的家中，回到你的怀抱里面。
If the Spirit of God has touched you and you said that God, I want to come before you, just like Sister Shan.
主耶稣一直在呼召你，这位天父说归家吧，归家吧 ，Come home and come home.
Jesus is calling you to come home.
他今天在这里等待着你。
He's waiting for you here today.
只要你愿意。
As long as you're willing.
他一定要接纳你。
He will accept you.
如果有这样的人说，我今天就愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
If any of you who is willing to accept Jesus as your Savior,
我请你把你的手举起来，我也为你祷告。
Raise your hand so I can pray for you.
如果这样的人，你说我今天要接受耶稣做我的救主。
If you want to accept Jesus as your Savior today,
我不愿意再流浪。
I do not want to go astray.
有没有这样的人？
Is there anybody like this?
如果有人把手举起来，你就放下来，我愿意为你祷告。
Raise your hand.I want to pray for you.
人生是非常的短暂。
Our life in this world is short.
一生我常常讲，最重要的事情是信耶稣的事情。
And as I mentioned before, a lot of times that the most important thing in this world is to believe in Jesus.
就像礼拜三 TWA 200多人，他怎么知道他下一秒钟要发生什么事情
？Like the passengers aboard of TWA 747.
一生有一些东西我们失掉没有抓住，我们也许有点可惜，但是还比较无所谓。但是有一件事情，如果你失去的话，是永永远远的后悔。
There's one thing you're going to regret if you don't get hold of it.
就是信靠耶稣。
That is to believe in Jesus.
我再给你们最后一个机会。
I'll give you the last chance.
如果你说你今天愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
If you want to believe Jesus as your Savior today,
你把你手举起来。
Raise your hand.
那我愿意为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
好了，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for prayer.
天父，感谢你为以上的时间，我们献上感恩。愿你的灵在我们当中积极的运行。你如此的爱我们，愿我们在座的。今天来到你面前，你得向他们施恩，让他们早日真的信靠你，成为你的儿女，能够回到你的家中，能够找到他们人生的意义跟价值，因为他们的生命跟你这位永恒的生命、神的生命能够连接在一起，与你和好。主啊，你积极恩待，使我们人的话语有限，圣灵感动无穷。我们为以上的时间献上感恩，一切荣耀归给你，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求。